Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Today's message is on the healing power of God. As we explore this subject, we will be sharing the story of a young lady who faced a rare and aggressive form of cancer but was miraculously healed through the power of prayer and faith. This story serves as a powerful reminder of the love and grace of our Heavenly Father, and the impact that faith and trust in Him can have on our lives. As we study today, let us open our hearts and minds to the message of hope and healing that God has for us. The topic is, Healing is the Children's Bread. Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5.
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes, we are healed.
There are times, we experience pain, suffering, and sickness. However, the good news is that God is always there to heal and restore us. Today, can you trust God for your healing? Jesus said, "Healing is the children's bread," and so He will not withhold healing from us. Matthew chapter 15 verses 22 to 28. God is interested in our well-being, and one of the ways He demonstrates this is through our healing. The following story of a young lady named Betty who was miraculously healed of cancer will increase your faith in the healing power of God. In 2019, Betty was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of cancer. She underwent multiple surgeries and treatments, but her condition only worsened. The doctors told her that she had only a few months to live and that there was nothing more they could do for her. Feeling hopeless and desperate, Betty turned to prayer and the power of God. She read the Bible and found comfort in verses such as Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, which says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes, we are healed." Betty believed with all her heart that God could heal her and she cried out to him for help. One afternoon, as Betty was lying in bed, she felt a warm and comforting presence surround her. Suddenly, she felt a healing energy flow through her body, and she was completely free of pains and healed. She got up from her bed, feeling stronger and healthier than she had in months. The doctors came to re-evaluate Betty's condition and new tests were carried out with x-rays, and to everyone's amazement, there was no trace of cancer in her body. The doctors were stunned and couldn't explain how she had been healed so suddenly and completely. In an interview, Betty attributes her miraculous healing to the power of God and the faith she had in His ability to heal. She says, "I knew in my heart that God could heal me, and I held on to that belief no matter what the doctors said. And when I cried out to Him for help, He answered my prayers and healed me completely. I am a living testimony to the power of faith and the love of God." This story is a powerful reminder of the love and power of God and how He can heal us, even when it seems like all hope is lost. We can learn from Betty's experience that when we turn to God in our times of need, He will be there to help us and to bring healing and restoration to our lives. From our Bible text today, the Bible teaches us that God is the great physician, the one who has the power to heal all our diseases and afflictions. In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, it says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes, we are healed." This verse reminds us that through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we have been given access to divine healing and restoration. James chapter 5 verse 14 and 15 says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. This passage shows us that not only does God have the power to heal our physical ailments, but also our spiritual ones. When we confess our sins and pray for healing, the power of God's love and grace is made manifest in our lives. It's important to remember that while God can and does heal, it may not always be in the way we expect. Sometimes healing may come in the form of physical restoration, while other times it may come in the form of emotional, mental, or spiritual healing. Regardless of the form it takes, God's healing power is always available to us and can be accessed through prayer and faith. As you go today, reflect on the healing power of God and how it has worked in your life. Pray for continued healing and restoration, and trust in the Lord to work in His time and in His way to heal you. As you do this, remember that through Jesus, we have access to the divine physician and we should never hesitate to call upon Him in our times of need. Today, may God bless you and keep you in perfect peace. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today with grateful hearts, knowing that you are the source of all healing and restoration. We thank you for this message and how it has increased our faith. We ask that you would touch the lives of those who are reading or listening to this message and who are in need of healing. Whether it is physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual healing that they seek, we pray that you would bring your comfort, peace, and restoration to their lives. We ask that you would pour out your healing power upon those who are sick and in pain, and that you would give them strength, hope, and courage to face each day. We trust in your love and mercy, and we believe that nothing is too difficult for you to heal. We pray that your healing power would be made manifest in their lives at this moment and that they would experience your love and grace in a new and profound way. And as they see your hand of healing in their lives, we pray that they would be filled with joy, gratitude, and a deeper faith in you. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus, who healed the sick and made the blind see. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 14, and for the evening, Matthew chapter 26 verse 55-75. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.